Defending Jacob by William Landay. Continued. Disc 8. There are two disorders that Jacob exhibits pretty clearly: narcissistic personality disorder and reactive attachment disorder. There is some suggestion of an antisocial personality disorder as well, which is a not uncommon comorbidity, but because I'm not as certain of the diagnosis, I haven't included it in my report. It is important to realize that not all the behaviors I'm going to describe are necessarily pathological, even in combination. To some extent, every teenager is a narcissist. Every adolescent is dealing with attachment issues. It is a matter of degree. We are not talking about a monster here. We're talking about an ordinary kid, only more so. So I don't want you to hear this as a condemnation. I want you to use the things I'm telling you, not be overwhelmed by them. I want to give you the tools, the vocabulary, to help your son. The point is to understand Jacob better, okay? Lori? Andy? We agreed, obediently, dishonestly. Good. Okay. Narcissistic personality disorder. This is the one you probably know something about. Its primary characteristics are grandiosity and a lack of empathy. In Jacob's case, the grandiosity does not come across as dramatic or boastful, arrogant, haughty, which is what people commonly associate with it. Jacob's grandiosity is quieter. It shows up as an inflated sense of self-importance, a conviction he is special, exceptional. Rules that might apply to others do not apply to him. He feels he is not understood by his peers, especially the other kids at school, with a few select exceptions whom Jacob identifies as special like him, usually based on their intelligence. The other key aspect of NPD, especially in the context of a criminal case, is lack of empathy. Jacob exhibits an unusual coldness toward others, even, and this surprised me given the context, even for Ben Rifkin and his family. When I asked Jacob about it in one of our sessions, his response was that people die every day by the millions, that car crashes are statistically more significant than murder, that soldiers kill thousands more and get medals for it, so why should we worry about one murdered boy? Even when I tried to lead him back to the Rifkins and prodded him to express some sort of feeling for them or for Ben, he couldn't or wouldn't do it. All of which fits a pattern of incidents you have described throughout Jacob's childhood in which other children have been injured around him, children flying off jungle gyms and being knocked off bicycles and so forth.